Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are into a new year. Happy New Year to everyone out there celebrating. I must say we're putting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on a slight hiatus here due to purple fairy dust and Festivus going on around here, but we are planning the biggest promotion we've ever done with our partners at the Maryland Lottery. I still have a handful of O-snaps and peppermint payouts and unwrap the cash. There are new scratch-offs coming, but I'll still have these, and they'll still be good on February 5th. We kick off our – and I'm gonna name it right now, just so John Martin from the Maryland Lottery can hear it, Crab Cake Row. And for those of you who don't know, we've gone to the Super Bowl for the last three decades. This time we're gonna keep it local. It's got a great cause, got a great spirit. And I don't know that Lamar Jackson's going to be there. I don't know that we're going to have pass for cash at an AFC championship game here in Baltimore. But I know two things, John Martin, have happened since the new year has rung in. One, we're the number one seed, and it's coming through here, as they would say in professional wrestling. The other part of it is, hey, Joe Flacco, Cleveland. Have you gotten your 15? You get a white or the brown, or are you going with the dog biscuit orange? I'm trying to figure it all out because the Cleveland Browns are going to be playing some football next weekend.
Wow.
I know.
How did that happen?
People think like you and I come on the radio, we hang. Like, I know you a little bit, but man, when you started naming every starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns through the mid 80s, and I don't even want to take you back before Kosar to like Douglas and all the ones that Art Modell used to say, oh, those guys, they couldn't
play.
Speaking
of that, since you opened the door, and I will kick it off. First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New
Mister.
Year to you.
Frank Ryan, Dr. Frank Ryan passed away a couple of days ago.
Really? Oh, I did not know that.
And of course, people in Baltimore should all have, those of a certain age, should have a fond place in their heart for Frank Ryan, 27-0. 1964 NFL champions.
Browns. You know, Stedman schooled me up on all of this, and I'm not here to rub this in because you are in the playoffs with our quarterback, and I'm rooting for you. So,
I almost missed that. I like how you worked that in there. Very
strange,
nice.
Man. I have been sending good luck things to Joe Flacco, and I mean it. So, but I'll say this: I was talking to Luke about this week, and last week you sort of went through pass for cash. We were talking about things, and it's New Year's, and it's Christmas, and I don't want to say I'm half paying attention, but I started thinking about this. These playoff games, the lottery's involved in this. These winners get to throw in playoff games that may or may not happen last week. Now they're happening, and all they have to do is win one, and they'll be two. But the AFC championship part of this in the game in Baltimore, and I said to Luke, I've been to a lot of AFC championship games. I'm thinking about, like, in the 90s, I used to go every year. I was in Green Bay when Brett Favre won. I was in Minnesota when Brian Billick lost and the Dirty Birds dance. So I've been to a bunch of them, but the one I remembered and forgotten was I was at the drive game, the Elway drive game in Cleveland. That was my first AFC championship game. And I'm thinking to myself, you and the Lions, I don't know how America can't at least want you to win one playoff game. You know what I mean? At least next weekend. Right. I mean,
we're
spoiled in Baltimore, John. We really are.
There are generations of fans who do not realize in the 1950s, you can look it up, not right now because Nestor and I are on a roll here, but after we're done, you can look it up. The Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns played multiple times in the 50s and ping and ponged it back and forth for the NFL championship. At that time, pre-Super Bowl, the world's championship, if you will. Look it up in the 50s.
The greatest game ever played was played, and they started.
That's right.
Roman
there you
numerals
go.
All
those things
all
happened. Hey, you know what else is going to happen? Because
what's going to happen? Because it's New Year. You want to? You're the king of the segue when we get together. Go ahead.
No. You talk about. So we'll wrap up the Ravens because we had our last drawing for the last two people. We now have six finalists for our 20 years tickets for life. Promotion that'll the wrap up after the season. So we are welcoming Victoria Bird from Hanover, Maryland, and John Kearney from Forest Hill, Maryland. So those two will join the four previous finalists, and those six folks will come down to M&T Bank Stadium at a date to be determined, and one of them will win Ravens season tickets for 20 years.
Now, they've all won, like, a lot of money already, right,
for the most 10 part. Grand. 10, okay. A little spending cash. little spinning
Okay.
to you.
Well, I mean, Super Bowl tickets might be that much. So, you know,
Yeah.
hey, as
Yeah.
we're getting into this, for the pass for cash, you pick
Yes.
winners for that as well, right?
We
Like,
have. We have four people. So we're anticipating two games here in Baltimore. And I don't know the order, so I'll just name all four people because I don't know which two are coming for the first game and which two will be the
I'll get
last game.
Doug on
But
next week to figure this out because whoever the
yep.
two that don't pass in the first game, they're going to have extra stakes in winning the
Oh
first
yeah.
game, right?
Oh yeah. I mean
And not
like
only
it.
that, they get to go to the game. They get to
Oh.
go to the AFC Championship game.
Yep. And
Yeah,
that is
there's a lot. I would need to know who the two people that need the Ravens to win. I need to know who these people are.
okay, so John Beal from Middletown and Danielle Depfer from Severn, Wendy Lasinski from Pasadena, and Janet Mayo from Frederick. So those four people have been selected for pass for cash. Two will be on the game one, and two will be on the game two. So that's
On game two watch,
game to
because if
watch.
Joe Flacco comes in here in that first game, I know that's
Or the
going to be make for
second.
some interesting radio here the week of the 15th, I would say, you
Or
know?
the second. You don't know. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You just don't know what the crazy NFL gods
Well,
have
here's
for
my
you.
segue. It's kind of like getting a lottery ticket. You just never know. Do you,
Oh,
right? Is that pretty good?
that's better than pretty good because this last weekend, we had an $842 million Powerball winner in the state of Michigan. Excuse me, I'm born and bred in Ohio, so it's hard for me
Oh,
to
hold on,
even say
Michigan.
that.
They're having themselves a week, aren't they? I mean, literally
Did
a
you
little bit.
watch that game? Did you watch that
Let us
game?
mention the Lions are in the playoffs too, right? So, like,
Man,
I did
that was.
watch that game, and I've said a lot about John Harbaugh lately. I've known Jim 10 years longer. I mean, when Jim was the
Sure,
quarterback here,
sure.
I have a fondness for Jim in a way that television. I don't like him on TV. You know what I mean? When he's blowing off the announcer, getting off the podium and not answering questions. Like, I don't like that part of him. But I like the Jim that I knew here 30 years ago as the quarterback who
Sure.
was Captain Comeback and all that. He's taking on a whole different persona in Michigan. But
Yes.
Michigan, winner, winner. We'll see you on Monday. State of Washington, they're going to be coming. That kid can play quarterback, you know?
But we did have our own winner, not for the grand prize in the Powerball sweepstakes there, not the $842.4 million jackpot, but a $1 million winner in Prince George's County won, which means when you win the million, that means you had all five of the numbers, but you did not get the Powerball. So how's that, huh? You see the numbers
I don't
pop
know
up
that,
and
like, in the
bam.
old days, we would sit and, like, watch the numbers come up.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're in an online world where people check it. You know what I mean? So they're
Yeah,
not sitting
sure.
there, like, 8, 21, and they
But
know, and
they
they're like,
could. They
they
could. You don't
could,
know.
but not everybody does. You
No.
must admit that would be a smaller
No.
percentage these days.
No.
Even when it's
Yes.
800, even my wife buys tickets, she goes to bed. If, I mean, it would take the miracle. We'd be up in the morning and you'd be sending me texts saying, someone in Maryland won. They bought it at the Royal Farms on Providence Road. And we're like, oh, it'd be,
Sure,
so, but my
sure.
wife is not up checking, but that is, it's heartbreaking, but it's also heartwarming. They got $1 million, right?
Oh yeah. Now they've not yet come forward. They have 182 days from January 1st. So I hope they're doing the right thing now. We hope that they're getting their financial affairs in order. They're getting the right consultation and guidance
I just
from
love when
people
people in
in
Prince George's County have to drive to Baltimore and visit you because I want everybody to come to Baltimore and visit, you know?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people would make that trek if they knew they had $1 million waiting for them on the other end.
And a purple boa to take some pictures, or maybe even a burgundy and gold one if they want. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. He comes on and we have some fun and we talk about the lottery and all the good things it does and the money it generates and the responsibility. And please do all of this. I mean, especially with the Ravens in the playoffs. Please do everything we're doing here very, very responsibly as we enter the new year. We got more winners, but you also have different games. I'm here holding up fun peppermint payouts and things that make me want to go back and eat all the Christmas cookies that I had plenty of Christmas cookies. But new year, new games. You have different stuff happening here, and sadly, we're not into the 50th anniversary, although I'm still holding on to 25. As long as I can, I'll hold
You
on.
should.
But you have like a
You
whole
should.
new thing happening here in
We
2024,
have
right?
lots of new things, and that's the beauty of turning the page and getting into a new calendar, literally and figuratively, is new beginnings, right? And new beginnings mean new scratch-offs. And on the scratch-off front, we just introduced five new games last week, so they're still fresh. still in their fresh wrappers. We have a let's do this in dollar value. For the number the $1 ticket fast roll, top prize $1,000. We have a $3 ticket that's very interesting. It's called Loteria en Español. Loteria. The Loteria game, it's quite a history there. It's very, very popular in Mexico and other Latin countries and Hispanic countries. And it is a very unique game style, but $3 price point. We've had it before here in the state of Maryland. So we hope people.
I'm going to ask Ross to give me those since I'm Hispanic, and we're going to, you know, I'll have some fun giving those out. So yes,
there you go.
Loteria. You go. I like that. See,
Loteria, right. $5 price, $5 ticket. I don't know what we call it. It's just a dollar sign. It's like, you know, when Prince had that funky thing, and what did you call him? You called him.
It was the symbol. Formula.
The symbol. Okay.
The artist formerly known as the symbol.
Okay. Well, right. The $5 ticket formerly known as a $5 ticket. Top price, $50,000. We have a $10 money drop ticket. Top price, $100,000. And a $30, 200 times the cash. Top prize, $2 million.
On a scratch off.
Scratch offs. Yeah. Wow. Imagine that. Wow. Lots of new games coming up on display now at your lottery retailers. But we also have a new promotion, and we don't do these things very often, but this is something that no one in the lottery industry has done. So we're kind of trying something here for the first time. It is a jackpot reset promotion. And thankfully, when the Powerball was hit on January 1st, it allowed us to kick this off. So what it means is for the next 2 weeks, from now through January 16th, anytime you buy a Powerball ticket, which was the Powerball was just hit, so it's going to start and reset at its $20 million
level. My wife's not buying until it gets to $100 million, but go ahead. Oh, all
hang
right.
On. Hang yeah. on. Yeah. Because Mega Millions is, as you mentioned that, is 100 and 140. So Mega Millions, 140.
Oh, Gucci. So, she needs three digits. You know what I mean? Well, in the millions.
Go.
You know what I mean? Like it's just where we are, you know?
Well, then tell her about this promotion because she, when she buys a $2 Powerball ticket on a random basis, she may get rewarded with a Mega Millions ticket, which is for the higher jackpot.
Okay.
So those two
different brandings, can you tell me anything historically about the difference?
Sure.
Powerball came first here, I believe. I remember, like, people would go to Pennsylvania when there wasn't that here, like going up to that poor ice place in Shrewsbury. Like, literally, I remember all this as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And Powerball came, then Mega Millions. What's the difference between – because we always see them in the window, and I'm thinking, is that like Coke and Pepsi? Is that like Raven Steelers? Is it all under the same umbrella? It is interesting to me, and I don't know. And I went to Canada a couple weeks ago, and I was listening. I love Canadian radio. Like, I'm a radio station owner, FCC license owner for 25 years. In Canada, they have to play Canadian music. So you get more Rush, more Bryan Adams, more Honeymoon Suite, probably more Corey Hart than you really want, or more Bare Naked Ladies. But they have a lot, like a Lotto 649. They have a name for it.
Yes.
And I'm like, where do they come up with these names? Loteria, I understand, as an Hispanic. This means lottery. But Powerball and Mega Millions, what are the history of those, John?
Well, Mega Millions started as the big game. The big game back in the
90s. I remember
that.
The big game. Thank you. See, that's why I bring historians on.
Yeah,
okay.
And I don't know, because I wasn't at the table at the time. I don't know when they said, you know what, we're not going to call it that anymore. We're going to call it Mega Millions. So I don't know about that part of it. But you're correct in that certain states had the big game. And then certain states had Powerball as an alternative. So it was kind of a, you know, Hatfield and McCoy's more than anything else at that point. It was more
they were trying to get into one state versus another.
Yeah,
like, but
and
not both, right?
And you're right. At that point, each state had its own parochial view of that. And you did. You had people crossing state lines when one of them got into triple digits at that time was big news. So back in 2010, maybe.
This is pretty recent. Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, pretty recent that they said, you know, this is silly. Let's just bring them all into the same family and states can sell both games, which started then. And eventually all states came on board. They don't start on day one, but over several months in 2010, states could sell both, and today, of course, they do sell both. But the games are very similar, and despite attempts with promotions and differentiation, I think for most people, I would acknowledge and fairly say that most people view them as the same, and they chase the one that has the larger number.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's facts. So I drove over to Spirits West right by your office on the west side of town. And I came down, I think Fulton, I don't know where it is. Fulton, maybe in north in that area. I'm West Baltimore near Coppin. I was going to the Coppin game. And there's still a place on the corner that has the sign from my childhood that says the numbers game. And I actually took a picture of it. And I was going to send it over to you and say, this, you know, from somebody, maybe you're from Ohio, whatever, but from a kid, it's like the pictures behind you, all the old Wishbone stuff and stuff that's vintage, I guess we would call it at this point. But you start saying the big game and you start saying the numbers game, and I'm like, we haven't worked on these brandings in a long, long time here.
Yeah.
For you with the new year and getting into this with sports wagering, we talk so much about it, and it feels like it's been a little while since we've talked about this, because I think people are going to go to casinos. They're going to watch games. They're going to treat these weekends, especially this weekend coming up, next weekend, I should say. It's almost like you go to Vegas and watch three games and play all day and have a day. Speak to sports wagering a little bit as we enter 2024, because we got like first real full year last year. And I think even you would say it wasn't normal because of the way it came on, and mobile came on during the sort of the middle of the season and Thanksgiving and Christmas. But this was like a first year to measure. We're now going into maybe, what I dare I say, the first really normal year, 2024, for sports wagering.
I think that's an excellent perspective, which is what you do. That's your job, to provide.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Because now in January, I mean, the year-over-year comparisons, and we are very much a numbers industry, and we compare year-over-year and trends. You're right. Now is the time when we really have January 24 versus January 23 to really see how the roller coaster goes through the year with the cyclical nature of the sports calendar and how things and players respond to that. So it will be interesting to see on the 10th of January, we'll have the December numbers. That's typically our cadence. The 10th of the month, we'll know what the previous month delivered on. So right now, we are trending a little bit above what we had expected at this point. We still have people in the pipeline, God bless them all, who are still, you know, trying to get their affairs in order and come into the market. So we're not yet fully operational. We have 25 licenses, sports books, 13 retail, 12 mobile. And this will be January through the rest of calendar 24 will be a fair assessment year over year, and we expect those numbers to continue to certainly ebb and flow, but probably be better than year over year, because I think the market grows just organically year over year.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been fun for people that I know that play and play responsibly, and you know, a little parlay over the weekend for three games to try to have fun and win $100 with $5 or $10 or whatever. I know a lot of people that have been doing that. It has never been my thing, because I was a journalist and just sort of like, you know, asking Lamar if he's hurt and running onto the radio and betting on it was not something that was something that was frowned upon forever. As I get more into it, it has become much more, especially with television and celebrities and different people just talking about the games. I know what the point spread is, and I can honestly say I probably spent 15 years on the radio where I really didn't know the point spread so much, because it just wasn't where my focus was, you know?
You know, and certainly with the more recent news with ESPN getting into the market, not only in Maryland, but in several other states, you know, it does start to blur the line a little bit. And I am empathetic to people who are a little raise an eyebrow as to what that really means. And you're right, the immediacy of it, the ability to have it literally inundate the, you know, online play and real time action, it does give me a little reason to kind of when I look
at
it.
Well, when the players player in the game are in front of someone with a mic flag that says Caesars on it, I'm a little like, or Bally's, yeah. I'm a little like, it's a little strange. You know, when the Ravens are setting up interviews with Bally's and Caesars in the middle of the week for interviews that are now media companies, we really have, and it's not going back. I don't want to be a get off my lawn guy. I'm an adjuster. You know what I'm saying? But the adjustment psychologically is, it's ubiquitous very, very quickly. And a year and a half ago, you were at the center of trying with Swark, trying to get all of this stuff together to make it like this. And now's the time to say to people, it's playoffs. We're all excited. The Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. We're all, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. Just do it responsibly. I think that I try to stay out in front of that all the time because I've, you know, I've seen it wreck people's lives 30, 40 years ago when I was a kid. You know, just having Atlantic City up the road was for some people too much, you know?
Yeah, and that's something that we as the role we play, because we're both regulator and operator, right? I mean, we operate the lottery here in Maryland, and that for many people can be a trigger in and of itself. And we understand that, and we promote responsible play, and we do what we can to direct people to the resources that they need. But when we regulate the casino side and the sports wagering side, we really partner with those operators and trust them, and quite frankly, it's part of their application process. They need to show us that they've got a responsible gaming platform in place and messaging in place, and will adhere to our regulatory guidelines. And that will only get more more scrutinized and more developed in the years ahead.
Good, good, good. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're at a little bit of a hiatus for a couple weeks, but we're going to come back strong on February 5th with Crab Cake Row. It's going to be the biggest charity promotion that I've ever done in 25 years. Celebrating 25 years, we want to do something awesome. Something awesome might be the Ravens being in the Super Bowl. I don't want to say it would be awesome if Joe Flacco's in the Super Bowl because it might come at our it would come at our expense one way or another. But I would say if Joe Flacco's going to the Super Bowl, it's coming through Baltimore. At least we'd like to think that. But this is really, really a fun month, right? I mean, for Baltimore, for the year, for the Orioles and the Ravens to win division titles. I've been doing this 32 years on the air, 39 years professionally. It's never happened. So we're really sort of in the middle of these are the good times, John Martin, right?
These are the good times, Nestor, and we hope the good times get better.
Anything you want to say, go Washington Huskies or any, you want to be anti-Mitch, just a little bit, because I'll do it with you. I'm in.
No. I didn't really get that caught up in it. I watched, truth be told, I watched just the overtime of the Michigan game. I didn't really see anything, so I have no idea how they got there. Then I watched none of the Washington-Texas game because that was past my bedtime. I couldn't stay up that late. So,
I'm not going to talk a lot of college football this week, so I'll do this with you. I cannot believe that everybody's just cool with put the ball down at the 25-yard line in overtime. Like, I can't believe we've been brainwashed into thinking that this is football. And I'm thinking it's kind of like penalty kicks in soccer. Like at the sports guy,
it's exactly what it is. Yes.
The sports guy in me says, you're playing for a champion. Look, listen, it's different in a hockey game on February 1st in Quebec, right? If it's 3-3 after 70 minutes, go home, kiss your sister, get on the buses, go. And I would even say that, I wouldn't say that about an NBA game or a baseball game, because I think our society's not happy with a tie in any of that. And certainly soccer wasn't happy, which is why they bastardized the game. But I was very disappointed. I mean, I just thought to myself, even baseball doesn't put the guy on second base in postseason because it's dumb.
I'm not that big a fan either to understand the rules. So I understood what they did, but I actually watched it and I had the same feeling because, they do the coin flip and then, obviously, the decision on whether you want to offense first or defense first. But then the other team, I didn't realize this, they picked the end of the field. So they had the Michigan end of the field again, especially in the way the college, seats these things. So Alabama had to then try to go into the Michigan
end.
Yeah. Which was, wow. That was interesting.
Yeah, college football, it'll be over on Monday, and then we can get down to real business around here next week. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. He will have the Flacco 15 Brown on and the spirit of Jim Brown and Lou the Toe Groza behind him at some point. And I don't know. I think all of Baltimore will be sort of rooting for the Browns next weekend in some weird way because they're going to be playing like Jacksonville or Houston or Indianapolis. No problem rooting against Indianapolis. We never have a problem with that around here. So it's going to be a wild month of football around here. If you've been listening in on AM 1570 and you hear some Crab Cake Tour best of, some of the best conversations we've had the last 6 to 9 months, you'll hear a little bit of that. Heading into the weekend, Luke is out in Owings Mills getting ready for Steelers and bad weather here this week. And then we're going to sun ourselves and just fan ourselves and eat grapes around here and drink champagne watching the rest of the NFL play while we await, nervously, I might add, some AFC divisional action around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore. Positive and happy new year, Raven Festivus. Stay with us.